Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join VisionServe Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And if you're turning that dial, stop right there and listen to this show. And if you don't know what you're listening to, well, just say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. And before we get started in today's show, because we are live from Orlando, that's right, live from Orlando, Florida, I'd like to introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here, and welcome everybody to the second week of the year, no, second Sunday of 2021, and we're glad to be with you this week for sure. Hope you enjoy the show.
And also in Orlando, about 50 miles away from us, in her cottage. That's right, the beautiful, the smart. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Sheila Young, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Sheila Young, are you there?
I am, Michael. Good evening and good evening, everyone. Happy New Year.
That's right.
That's a late Happy New Year.
Well, Sheila, I don't care.
We'll take it. Happy New Year, Sheila.
And in the studios, in the Spectrum studios, oh, there's clapping for himself, in Orlando, Florida. Our producer, our engineer, and without him, we can't have a show because he's the one who's turning the dials. Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris Shaw?
Hey, come on, come on. Get him on his back. Get him on his back. Ah, come on. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? How you doing?
Sorry to bother you, Chris.
Oh, no, you fine. No, you fine. We're just having a good time.
Oh,
welcome to the
Blind
and Beyond Radio Show.
Play by play, right, Chris?
Yeah. Right, right.
Sheila, do you have any shout-outs? I have one tonight. Do you have any? I'm sure you do.
Well, yeah, I've got a couple of my members from the Greater Orlando have birthdays this week. We had one this past week, Cassandra Jesse, and then we have Brian Smith, and we have Osla Gonser this week. So happy early birthday to them.
Very nice. And I have one shout-out. I'd like to say a shout-out and hello to Mary from Denver, Colorado. Glad you're listening, Mary. It's nice to have you here.
We have a lot of people in Colorado listening to the radio show.
I know. Colorado's a hot state for us.
Hey, folks, this is Michael. Something serious to talk about right now. Very important. Very important. I want you to listen to this for a minute. And I'm not going to be political. So I don't care if you are a Republican or Democrat or independent.
Or just, I'm confused
as
and discombobulated.
As long as you are an American. What are you saying now, Chris?
Or just confused and discombobulated.
I care only if you are really an American. If you are an American, I want you to listen to this. Very important. What happened this week, I only want to mention this one thing. I would like us all to think about one thing and one thing only. That we should all stand together as one. Because as an American, that's the key, the American. Not Republican, not Democrat, not independent. And for the good of the country, United States of America, I want us all pulled together as one. And if we can stop bickering and stop, well, the only thing I can really come up with a word. And the only word I can say is no BS anymore. Just be real. Tell it as it is. I mean really as it is, the truth. Because truth will take us everywhere, the truth. So remember one thing. United States of America has been going through a whole lot. Different wars, different situations. And whether you are white, black, brown, yellow, any other skin color you can imagine. Just remember one thing. We're all Americans. And as long as we live in this United States of America, we should love the United States of America flag. And that's all I want to say. If you have anything to say today, call in. Discuss it with us. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from someone who has something nice to say about the United States of America.
Chris, I know you always have something to say, and I'm sure you're thinking it right now. Would you like to chime in?
Most definitely.
I know you.
This kind of remind me of a movie I've seen, Olympus Has Fallen. Looking at this week of all the just the craziness that has taken place. But in spite of all the craziness, the great thing that I did come to understand and know, and I see it, is that people can unite. People can come together. It's not impossible. When everybody else say things are impossible, just look at your neighborhood. Just look at your neighbors. Look at the people you communicate with on a daily basis, and look how we grow as a unit. Look how we grow as people, as citizens of this great country. Other countries go through a lot worse, and we are absolutely, truly blessed to be where we are today. So, you know, take it for what it is and continue to be the great American person that you are.
Thank you, Chris. Sheila, would you like to say something? You have anything to say about what we're talking about right now?
Yeah, I do, Michael. You know, I have walked on the hill in those halls. And it just breaks my heart.
It's supposed to be sacred ground. A lot of people, a lot of Americans have lost their lives fighting for that sacred ground, for that flag. A lot of Americans lost their lives because, among everything else, we are one. That's why it's United States of America. And if you're out there listening to this radio show, you have anything to say, please call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. We have open right now. All the phones are open. Call in and discuss it right now with us. Love to hear from you, wherever you are. 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. We're going to go to break in a minute.
This really does hurt. When I see... When I see what happened and what transpired this week, it really hurts. It goes to show the lack of respect that people have. And in some way, somehow, I know that we can get that respect back. It's coming slowly but surely. But I believe that there's about to be a great change. And this great change that we're getting ready to have, we should see some respect and dignity come back to us as a whole, as a unit. For the United States.
I hope you're right. Hope you're right, Chris. So. But we'll go to break. We'll go to break now, and on the other side of the break, we'll talk to our first guest caller, David Dichter. Okay.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Love to hear from you. If you want to call in, the phone number is wide open. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back David Dichter. And David, if you don't know, David is the CEO of the Assistive Technology Industry Association Conference, also better known as ATIA. And Sheila and I, we say ASIA.
I call it ASIA.
Sorry, David.
Anybody who used the screen reader for a long time just calls it ASIA.
There you go. Well, welcome back, David. It's been a while, but we're so happy to have you on the air. So tell us about the conference coming up.
Well, thank you for having me. And it's so good to be back. And it's not great to be back, to be not holding the conference in Orlando. But We'll get back to that in 2022.
Okay.
So this year, we have created what I think has turned into an incredible virtual conference that, as we've thought it out, myself and my team and the board of directors and all the folks that I deal with who do the sessions and speakers, what we've been, you know, the broader community of folks who are interested in assistive technology, we wanted to create an event that was accessible to everybody, of course, that had flexibility. You know, not everybody can attend a live event all the time, all day, or even half a day. They have to work or they're doing other things. They just can't even pay attention online. So we wanted that flexibility of time and schedule. And then we wanted flexibility of kind of content, so vision and hearing technologies, technologies for physical access. And then we also wanted flexibility for everyone around price. So we have everything from a free conference for a whole bunch of folks who are interested in being able to attend but can't afford paying for the event, to a full event, which even has a reasonable price and a discount for folks who are listening to Blind Beyond. Program, and I know that that was part of the some advertisements, but it's a discount as well. So we have focused on a whole, as we always do, focused on a whole wide range of assistive technologies, but we have a great strand focus. We have a specific focus on vision and hearing technologies that will go on for two days. It's kind of like three quarters of the day, from the kind of middle of the day to the early evening, and the dates for that would be on, let me just make sure I'm giving you the right dates in the schedule, be January 26th, so Tuesday, January 26th, and then the following week on Wednesday, February 3rd. So what we've done is we've broken the content up over 2 weeks of time. There are 8 full days of conference content. But here's the best part. You don't even have to come to the live event. Everything will be recorded. Everything will be sitting there available to everyone all the way until the end of June. So we're going to have the live content on those weeks of January, last week of January and February, and then we're going to have everything recorded and available until June. So if you can't get to everything, you certainly can take your time and go to sessions and learn about things along the whole winter, spring, or almost into summer.
Wow, that's amazing. And you save on airfare.
You know,
hotels.
So we already have over 4,000 people registered for this event, and we're not like, and it's really incredible. People are very excited about it, and you know, this community of folks who need the technology, so end users, folks with vision impairments, folks with other disabilities, as well as all the professionals and caregivers and practitioners and organizations. You know, everybody wants to kind of keep understanding more and better information about the AT, especially since some of the things we've learned out of COVID. You know, through the pandemic, a lot of folks, isolation, lack of access, and the critical kind of understanding that we've all known that the technology is critical and important for a million years, but now a whole bunch of other folks are understanding that without assistive technologies, it really, really sets folks with disabilities apart at a disadvantage.
David, tell some of the categories of that are found when you know when you're walking around the show. But what will be on the conference, the virtual conference?
I'll focus in on the vision and hearing technology strand. We have strands that are in augmented and alternative communication. So folks who have ALS who can't communicate, they can use technology to do that. We also have an education and learning strand, which is everything around learning. And then we have an AT for physical access strand, which is also 2 days. But just to name a few sessions. So there's some remote workplace, Microsoft Teams and blind employees. There's a session on the first day for the vision hearing strand called Tales from the Field of Visual Disabilities, What I Wish I Knew Before COVID-19. There's a session by LVI America, See Life Possibilities Clearly. There's some other already recorded content. It's already in the system. Anybody who registers for free can get this stuff. There's some sessions from Microsoft around Windows 10 accessibility, accessibility in the modern world. There's a company called, an organization called, I think you all probably have heard of it, American Printing House of the Blind. making sense of the world without the ability to gather info visually or haptically. Dolphin Computer Access has some sessions up. E-Sight Eyewear, Humanware. I think a lot of you know the folks at Humanware.
Amen.
And they all have sessions that are already available. Anybody who registers today can start watching those sessions at any time and learn about those technologies. Those are from our member companies, and they're all free. Some of the sessions cost money, but the free sessions are clearly made available, and there's over 60 of them across all the different strands. We also have the exhibitor experience, which actually is kind of turning out to be something that a lot of people are going and just checking out all the booths. Most of the companies are offering some prizes at the end, so if you sign up, you have to give them your information, obviously. But anybody, as long as you're signed up and registered for the event, even in the free event, you can go and explore all the company's websites, all of their, not their websites, their virtual booths, and you can see when they may be available for a live interactive time with them. You can click and go to join them during our exhibitor hours that we're going to have. Each day there'll be some exhibitor hours, and they'll have, each company will have their time specifically stated on their virtual booth. They have their own prize giveaways. ATIA is giving away a bunch of prizes, actually, for welcome and our exhibitor experience hour. We're giving away lots of $100 just cash gift cards. We thought it would be fun to be able to just give prizes away this year, and we're going to do it. And I get to be the one to give all those away, so I'm kind of excited to do that.
And David, can I ask you, I have two questions. One, how easy, and I admit I haven't registered yet, but I will, how easy is your registration form for those of us that are screen reader users? And is it, what are the hours going to be? Is it going to be all day long, all day and night? How is it going to be run?
So my expectation is this should be fairly straightforward and easy for you. When you go to our ATIA.org/ATConnected, when you go to that page, you're on our main event page. There will be a clearly identifiable button called register. There will be a clear set of registration categories on that page. There'll be full, there'll be free, there'll be one day, there'll be strand specific. And they'll identify that they cost money. You'll select whatever registration you want. Let's say most people on the program or listening to the program want the free. You'll go to the free. You'll have to fill out a profile. We've kept it as a limited, short amount of data that you have to put in. Everything is all of those fields are accessible. All that form is accessible. The system will automatically kind of pull that up. We have had a lot of blind screen reader users, and we've tested the site over and over again. So we've had a lot of those folks come and say, hey, this has been easy for us. Now, everybody has their own experience, and some folks cited kind of message us and say, hey, I can't figure this out. The best part is, the best part is we have a special help chat line that we've created. So if you're struggling registering or anything else or can't find your way around, you hit the help button and you send in a chat during business hours, 9 to 5-ish, during the weekdays. We'll live, you may even get me, we will live respond to you right in the chat and help you through anything you have a question about.
That's terrific.
Great, yeah.
We really want when we developed this, we wanted it to be as easily usable as possible. We didn't go with some of the big virtual event technologies out there. We went for a much more simplified platform. And it's a platform that we were already using for our learning center, so we just built everything on top of that.
You're on, Michael.
If you have any questions out there, we'd like to ask David any questions about this show. Now's the time to call and ask. Call number 407-894-1680. If you have any questions you'd like to ask David about the show, please call in now.
And you said the website is ATIA.org/ATConnected.
That's it.
Okay.
Right to the landing page. You can go and explore explore all the different days of the event. If you want to look at a session, you can just drop down the day, which is Tuesday for Vision and Hearing Technologies. Click on any one of the session links. Now, the free sessions are all the ones that are presented and sponsored by our member companies. The other sessions are part of the general package, either for the day or the strand or the full event. The exhibitor activities are all, and the welcome is, and we're giving away prizes during our welcome as well. So join the welcome. So the, I didn't say the schedule. The schedule is the same every single day. We start at 11:30. We go for about 20 minutes with a welcome message. Depending on the strand, we'll have different people give a welcome. Then we have a session, a one-hour session at 12 to 1. We then have a 15-minute break. That was really important. We wanted breaks in between. We're not going from session to session to session. 15-minute break. Then at 1:15 to 2:15, we have our second breakout session. Then we have a break for 30 minutes from 2:15 to 2:45 because we know people want people sitting in front of their screens all the time, just listening or even trying to, if you see it, just watching, it takes a lot out of you. Right. So then at 2:45 to 3:45, we have another hour session. Then we have a break, and then we go for our exhibitor round from 4 to 4:45. And at 5 to 6, we have some social activities being hosted by the people who created the content and the strand. And we have leaders in the field in these areas. Someone from Orlando. No, she's not Orlando. Where is Rachel Trinikowski from? She's Tampa? No. Where is Rachel from? She works down in Florida, and she is one of our leaders of our strand and Vision and Hearing Technology.
Awesome.
Do we have any questions?
Not yet.
Anybody have any questions out there?
I don't think
you want to call in? Now's the time. Ask David any questions about the ATIA.
Well, I'm sad that you're not going to be here, but I'm happy that you're able to do something virtually because I know everyone in this area looks forward to Asia every year.
And you know, I've been leading the organization for what is now seems like a lifetime for a long time. And, you know, this was a big, for everybody, this year has, this past 10 months, whatever it's been a year, has been really difficult and challenging. And, you know, we've really done a lot of effort to kind of make lemonade out of these lemons. And I think we've actually made, you know, lemonade with a kick.
I think everybody has, David. I think every organization has really taken it by the horns and just done a phenomenal job of trying to keep people educated, involved, and it's just been wonderful. So,
I would agree 100%. So thank you all very much for having me. Michael, thank you. Lynn, thank you. And always available to you guys.
Lynn, did we lose you?
Thank you for having us on the show, David, and good luck with ATIA.
Sure thing. And
be safe. Be safe up there.
Signing off now. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, David. Thank you.
Okay.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com. S-U-N-U.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Sunday Scaries is thrilled to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 25% off your first purchase with code BB25.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, you're live from the Spectrum Power Studios. That's right. Our studios is powered by Spectrum. Sheila Young, are you there?
I am, Michael.
Take it over, young lady.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I am extremely excited that I can introduce our next guest. Her name is Cheryl McNeil Fisher. She lives in the Hudson Valley area of New York, which is a beautiful area of the country. She has a deterioration of an eyesight condition, which I've never asked her what it is, so maybe she can share with us. She has a bachelor's in counseling and a master's in spiritual. She'll be able to clarify that. She is an author. She has several successful businesses, and she does writing workshops. So, Cheryl, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. You make me sound so important.
Well, you are. Yeah,
thank you.
You are. So tell everybody, what is your eye condition? Just short and sweet.
Well, yeah, isn't it amazing what, you know, that blindness brings us to places we would have never imagined, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was born high myopic. I was a forceps baby. But I got my first pair of glasses when I was 2. Apparently, you know, nobody really knew I couldn't see until I walked out in front of my dad when he was pulling in the driveway. And so then, though, I wore those really thick glasses. And mm-hmm. then as a teenager, I got contacts. And I had 20/30 vision up until 1992, when I had one retinal detachment, and I had both my retinas had detached in 76, but I was in the hospital, one surgery on each eye, and I was fixed, and I was good for all those years. And then all of a sudden I kept having multiple surgeries, different challenges, and it just wouldn't stay attached. Lost most of my vision in the right eye. Then about within the next year, the retina in the left eye detached, and luckily, fortunately for me, the head person at the hospital at that point stepped in and did the last surgery. I don't know why, but I really believe because he did it, I have what I have left today of vision. But then about 10 years ago, I got diagnosed with high myopic macular degeneration, which is, you know, a more rapid. So I have no peripheral. And now my central's going, and it's, you know, as soon as you get adjusted one way, at one point, then it shifts and it deteriorates more. And I noticed it mostly during seasonal changes when the sun shifts.
Interesting.
You know, outside, yeah.
So what made you, and let me, if anyone has any questions for Cheryl about being an author or writing workshops, et cetera, please call 407-894-1680. I know she'd love to know that you're listening. So what made you do a career in being an author? I see you've written 6 children books. One of them is about to be released, called Time Capsule, right?
That is a memoir that I wrote. I've written the children's books, and then last year I finished a memoir written with a woman who is 95. She just turned 95, and she's in the nursing home. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to, you know, be together to really have a book launch. But as the book is spent, you know, and done in paperback, and it's been such a joy. I learned so much in writing with her, and I got the biggest compliment from her son, who said that I did the family proud, and that, you know, and so many people have told, the people who have read it, tell me they can't put it down. And to me, that's, those are two big compliments to me, because I was, and I had so much fun writing it. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot, the difference between a memoir and a, you know, a biography, that with a memoir, you get a little more freedom of creating dialogue. You know, we don't know what her great-grandparents or her grandparents said back in 1800s, but yet being able to create the dialogue and what maybe somebody said, it was fun. It was, and yet putting in all the, I've learned a lot about different things. I never knew that the Empire State Building was hit by a plane back in, at the end of World War II. Things like that, that nobody really talks about, that I didn't know of.
And what made you pick her to be the focus of your memoir?
I volunteer with my retired guide at the nursing home, and I met Denise, and we just started becoming friends. I think originally they had asked me if I would visit with a couple people one-on-one, and so I did. And she was familiar with guide dogs and in the area and stuff. But we just got talking about different things. Her second husband had invented the, he was part of the group that invented the first automatic pin setter for bowling.
Really?
And yeah. Wow. And so it was really neat. You know, we just got talking about this and that. And then she showed me a little something that somebody had written, a one-page bio, and I said, would you like to elaborate on that? Never thinking we'd put together a book, and before we knew it, we had a book, and because of COVID, we had to get this done. She has had COVID, but she's still doing well, thank you, God, and, you know, but it was, I would love, when I do the ebook, there'll be, we're going to elaborate more on some of the history that has surrounded mm-hmm. these memories, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And talk about your children's book.
Yeah, the children's book, you know, again, who would have thought? It's one of those things that we continually, I've continually reinvented myself through losing my sight. When I couldn't do one thing, I feel like God put me into something else. And I was journaling with an emailing basically with one of the big, you know, our big donors there at Guiding Eyes, and during a training with a guide dog. Mm-hmm. This guide dog did not end up staying with me. I had him for 2 months, but during that time, I was journaling the antics, and I couldn't make this stuff up. So eventually, she kept telling me I should do a book. Well, I did a lot of research. I've done, and this is why I offer to help others, because I've done research. And back in the independent publishing was not as, even just 5-6 years ago, it was not looked upon as positively as it is today. But, and listening to the Writer Magazine, anyone that is on BARD, you can download the Writer Magazine monthly for free. I learned about getting an ISBN number, how to do that, and what to watch for when I sent my manuscripts out prior to becoming creating my own publishing company. I sent my manuscripts out, and out of 50, I ended up getting back 6 handwritten notes on the pages that, you know, were read to me. It wasn't just because at that point, again, I was getting snail mail responses, and that's what kept me going. That not only you get a lot of rejection letters, but they weren't just form rejection letters. There were handwritten notes. One was a postcard telling me this is not what they're looking for right now, but to keep on, you know, putting it out there to try somewhere else.
Wow.
So that's what eventually got me to do the publishing company, creating it through the Writer Magazine, learning a lot. And that's how my first book came. And the benefit also is that through speaking to schools and organizations for the past 20-some years, I finally had a way to show them even more with the book, the first book. And I took the illustrations and made them into 18 by 27
inch illustration board. So I didn't have to deal with some PowerPoint or something, so that I could show the kids how I stand when I'm on an escalator, because that was one of the illustrations in the book. So, yeah.
Hmm. And talk about you do a writing workshop. Is it once a week?
I do it every other week on the
every
ACB
other week. Okay.
Yeah, every other week on the ACB community line. And that's been really great. I take suggestions on what people would like to learn. This past week we did write a story with four lines of dialogue. And some got it, some didn't, but I didn't realize how funny it would be just hearing people share. But having these little challenges and helps our writing. And then I've done interviews with authors, and that has been educational for me, because I'm learning more about out there publishing and getting your books noticed. And
so on your writing workshop, you're able to mm-hmm. have some authors that you talk with?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow.
In fact, I've had two that I've Shannon Van Bergen, who I love her, she does a Glock Grannies series, and she and her husband created Fairfield Publishing, and they have several authors that they publish, and they're on Amazon and Kindle Unlimited is how I found them. And so I learned more about becoming successful on Amazon. I have a cousin, my cousin's husband, who's successful in the United States and the UK, selling his books. And then I just recently did Trixie Silvertail, interviewed her, and she does a series, Misty Moon Mystery, which I love to read. And that's just been wonderful. We're going to have Shannon's husband on, who does, he writes under a pen name, and he does science fiction mysteries, which Holly's husband, Jim Curry, listens to. So we're looking forward to having a different perspective of that will interest other people. I may not be interested in those books, but other people are.
Right, you know? Right. You know, and, you know, Jody Thomas was on one of the community calls, the author Jody Thomas. So, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, yeah. oh, my gosh, I didn't realize you were interviewing authors. That's exciting.
Yeah. And I'm going to just keep putting it out there and see who we can get. And why not? We take because it's a and that's why I want to change it to writing extravaganza, because it's to inspire people that, yeah, we're learning. It's a work, but it's not.
Cheryl,
I can't just say it's work. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have a caller on the line that would like to talk to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, we have a few minutes before we go to the top of the hour, but we'll take Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Dave, welcome to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you. I feel welcome.
How are you?
Good to hear everybody. I'm sorry. What was your guest name again? Is that Cheryl? Is that correct?
Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great, Cheryl. Good to meet you. I'm not an author by any means. I do some songwriting, but the whole idea of writing a book is always I found interesting. So I'm going to definitely be trying to tap into the call. I wonder if you can share something with the listeners about I thought about ghost writers. I knew I had a friend that wrote a book, and he had someone basically help him write the book, where he provided the information, but someone else was able to help put it together in a smoother fashion. And I always thought that was interesting. I expect an author it's one person that writes the book, or two people at the most, but I gather that there are people, these ghost writers, that actually can help an average Joe like me, put something out and make it actually flow. So I wonder if you might comment on that.
I'd love to. Do I have time to do that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as a matter of fact, I used a ghostwriter in one of my books to do the first chapter. And I didn't particularly want it that way, but what it did was it got me going in a direction where I wanted to go. I had someone else do one for another book that was for my sister's series, and that
started from a poem, and somebody put together a book that, again, I didn't care for the way it was written, but it really helped me to get to where I wanted to go in the beginning. So I have used Feel You. It was a one-time fee that I paid them, and, you know, it was an agreement, but it helped me. So I am all for you people doing that, because I think what happens is you get a story, and then you're able to, especially if you're a songwriter, you can take that and run with it and put your own parts on it and make it your own, make that your own story. And you get all the rights to it once you're, you know, when you pay, there's an agreement between you and that person. And people can contact me through my website at CherylMcNeilFisher.com, and I'll be happy to share information with you.
And, of course, they can always go to your writer's workshop every other week on Friday.
Yes, please do. Please do. Come. And most of the time it's on ACB Radio Community, but come to ACB Community. It's just what a group. What a fabulous group of people. Please do.
Yeah, the workshop sounds very interesting.
And Sheila, thank you for introducing us to Cheryl.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl, so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk this week.
Stay well.
Stay well.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot. It's been
great. Thank you.
Right now, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. But I want to say to you right now, before we go to break, I want to thank you so much. I want to wish everybody a long, healthy 2021, because 2020 wasn't the best for a lot of us. And 2021, let's just hope it's going to be a good year, okay? If you have anything you'd like to say, well, the next hour, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you, 407-894-1680.
And you and Sheila have your trivia songs.
We have trivia songs coming up next hour.
Yeah. Surprise.
When we come back, we're going to go right into the trivia. First trivia, we got a couple of trivias the next hour.
Chris, can you take us to the top of the hour?
We're going
to
go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the exhibit hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.